The Viva Palestina convoy is now well into its first week on the road and has been braving cold temperatures as it makes its way across Europe. The drive so far has been largely uneventful, with a focus on moving ahead as quickly and as efficiently as possible. But there have been some small, spontaneous demonstrations of support. These were the scenes earlier as the convoy entered Brussels. Locals had gathered to welcome it into Belgium and to add two of their own vehicles to the aid effort.
I'm so moved, I'm sorry. It's quite impressive, I mean, to see all those cars and the ambulances and the trucks there and all the people. So yeah, it's great.
From Belgium, the convoy made its way across Germany and into the mountains of Austria. It's now arrived in Italy, from where the 80 or so vehicles will catch a ferry to Greece, with the ultimate objective of carrying their precious medical aid into the Gaza Strip.
The convoy is made up of an incredible variety of participants, including ambulances from both Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, vans from Wales, a truck from Scotland, and a whole raft of different vehicles from all over England.
They're being joined by volunteers from many other countries, including Australia, America, Switzerland, Turkey, and of course, Belgium.
Last year, the attack on Gaza, the planes that were used, the weaponry that was used, the ammunition was used, the bulldozers that were used to demolish the homes were all bought and paid for from my tax money. And so I feel that it's very important for us to stand up and say, not in our name.
For some of the volunteers, this is their second time round with Viva Palestina. Richard Viner was so outraged by what he saw on television last December that he joined the first convoy which broke the siege on Gaza in March this year. And now he's doing it again.
Well, watching on Press TV last year the aggression Israel did on Gaza and seeing the devastation and the civilian population that were completely destroyed, I was sitting in my armchair, thought, wow, here I am sitting in a nice, comfortable place and all this is happening. And I just thought, well, I want to get up and do something about it and try and help in a very small way.
The convoy is expected to grow significantly in size when it reaches Turkey sometime next week. The drivers and their vehicles aim to arrive in Gaza on the 27th of December, the anniversary of Israel's military assault on the besieged territory last year. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, with the Viva Palestina aid convoy in Italy.